Blog Talk Radio.
Summertime is almost here. Today we are going to have yet another great interview with a new talent in the industry. As usual, my show, when I created it, was the purpose was to give people a voice that they might not have had previously. And when I initially started, it was talent-based for the most part. But since then, I have expanded to other genres, whether it be business, and or, of course, sports, if you listen to my show on the regular. But today I'm excited. We have another new talent, so we're going to get into that in a bit, of course. Make sure you're following the show on Instagram, IMTM Worldwide Radio. Make sure you listen to the show page where you have all the shows, blogtalkradio.com/IMTM Worldwide. And, of course, the company page on Instagram is also IMTM Worldwide. If you're listening and you want to call in, the number is 646-652-4479. And if you're listening but can't call in because you're at work, the chat room is open. I've already seen a couple of people in there. I've already typed welcome to the show. And, of course, if you have a comment or question, you can always type that in, and I'll make sure I get it on the air. That being said, today, what has changed over the years when it comes to music, acting, modeling? Social media. Social media gives you instant access to individuals in the entertainment industry. It allows you to make an immediate impression on that someone that says they sing or that they're in movies or that they model. Having the actual talent to do these things, though, social media can trick you into thinking a person has talent when they really don't. Now, this is where Karma Jai separates herself from others. She is establishing her own look. Her experience as an actress is growing, and she's also a singer that can also perform. Karma will join us to talk about her talents, why she moved to Atlanta, some of the projects she is working on, and more. So tune in, listen, and call in. Be sure to follow the show on Instagram, IMTM Worldwide Radio. And with that, let's go ahead and bring Karma on to the show. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm wonderful. How are you?
And now you're officially in the show. So, let's go ahead and get into my interview. First things first, you're in Atlanta, as I mentioned. Have you always lived here, though?
No, I'm originally from St. Louis, Missouri. So, I just moved here about a year and a half ago.
Oh, wow, from St. Louis. See, you're one of the first people I've talked to from St. Louis in ever. what was it like growing up there in that area?
Well, my whole family is from that area, and so it was really good because my dad, he's in the military, and so we had always moved around. So when we finally moved to St. Louis, we got to, you know, be closer to our family, have more interactions with them, and then my dad also does music, and so when he got into music, you know, I always grew up around music, and so that's what got me into the music genre while I was growing up in St. Louis. Watching him perform and everything like that. So it was really fun.
Oh, wow, okay. So let me ask you this. So when you were growing up and things of that nature, and you're growing around music, was there a time when you felt that music was something that you wanted to do personally?
Yes. I decided I wanted to do music at a very, very young age. Like I said, my dad's always done music. So growing up, we've always had a studio in our house because my dad's also a producer and he had his own record label. So he had his own artist that he was signing. People would come over, you know, rapping, singing, making music videos, making commercials. And it was just the whole experience of how hard they were working. You know, I knew all of his songs. I knew all of my mother's songs. I knew all of, you know, everybody around me. And then when, you know, I started singing the songs that they were recording, then that's when we all realized I actually have a beautiful voice. And so one of my dad's artists actually began writing me songs at a young age for me to sing. So that's when I was like, yes, this is exactly what I want to do, you know.
Wow, that's a pretty cool story. What kind of music do you do? What's your specialty?
I do R&B and pop.
Okay. Do you have one that you enjoy more than the other, or kind of equal?
Kind of equal, but I do write more of R&B than I do pop. But I love both genres. So.
Oh, so you write too. So now, okay. So because that was a question I was going to ask later, so I'll bounce around a little bit. So you write your own music then?
Yes, I do.
Okay, so let me ask you this, because like I said, I was going to ask these later. Hopefully I don't forget. What is your process in regards to creating a song for yourself?
So first, you know, I have my notebook and my pen, and then I will go and search beats that I really like, because I'm a big fan of Drake and Janae Aiko's styling of music. So I'll usually search their beats if I don't already have my own from a producer that sent me a beat. And once I get a vibe for the beat, then I'll just start, you know, thinking of what the song makes me think about, you know. And so then I'll start humming and singing, and then shortly after I'll come up with, you know, a hook or a verse, and then I'll go off from there. Sometimes it takes me a day. Sometimes it takes me a week. It just depends on the vibe and how I feel. Sometimes I'll change it up. But that's really my process, just, you know, singing how I feel, basically, when I hear the beat.
Okay. Have you been in the studio lately?
Yes, I have.
Okay. So you know I'm about to ask you, right? Can you give us a little taste of what you do?
Yes. I will sing the song that I've actually been working on for a while now. I'll just sing like a little snippet of it.
Okay.
All right. This ain't no masquerade. Don't have a tribe in you. You look me dead in my face and told me it wasn't you. Yeah, I think I had enough. Don't know why I put it off. Because you act like I'm such a crazy girl, but this time you've gone way too far. You got some dang nerve, but to be real with you, I don't want this anymore. And I think this is all said and done. Yeah, I think that we just should move on. Cause I don't want this anymore. And nothing done. It was a little rough, but that's basically, you know, kind of the...
Well, see, the thing is, and see, guess what? You're only the second person in all the years I've been doing my show to actually sung, okay, when asked and be put on the spot. And, you know, that's one of the deals where you kind of know that you really are serious about what you want to do, but because you can't be afraid to put yourself out there. You can't be afraid to self-promote yourself. You can't be afraid to sing when asked to sing, right?
Oh, yeah. You never know who's listening, who's watching, or, you know, who could give you an opportunity. So you always got to be ready. So, you know, always make sure I'm ready, even if, you know, I sound a little rough. At least you get the concept of, you know, what I'm
talking about. I like what you were doing, and I was trying to imagine what the music's going to be. So that's pretty cool.
Yeah, so the beat really ties into the music. That's why it was a lot of pauses. But when the song is done, I think a lot of people really like it.
Well, guess what? As soon as it's ready, you let me know. We'll get you back on, and we'll play it, all right? 646-652-4479, again, is the number if you want to call in and ask Carmen any questions or have any comments. Actually, looks like we do have one call. Let's see if we can sneak them in real quick. Hold on one moment, Carmen. Good morning. This is Chris, IMTN Worldwide Radio. Go ahead and tell us your name and where you're calling from.
Yo, this is Matt from Atlanta, just representing Karma J. Sounding great out there. Peace.
All right. Appreciate it, man.
Thank you.
Karma got fans calling in and stuff. So let me ask you, when you are out and about and things of that nature, are you getting closer to feeling like you do have, you know, a following and a fan base that, you know, as you continue to progress in your music, that, you know, you're going to be a commodity in the industry? Because that's the biggest thing, of course, now being an artist. You know, do you have people who are going to listen to your music, or are they going to come to your performances, things of that nature? You just had a fan call in and give you support. He hung up real quick, didn't do nothing. I was going to say, thanks, man, you know, but he hung up quick. But how does that, I mean, technically, how does that make you feel right there? You had someone call in right off the jump.
It's an amazing feeling, actually, to know that, you know, people are out there listening to you and they're supporting you, and they're, you know, looking to see what you're going to do next. It makes me, you know, it keeps me motivated, keeps me keep going. You know, I network a lot with the different people, and so I try to get myself out there as much as I can to all different types of people, because, you know, I also act and model as well, so I try to really connect with almost everybody that I encounter with, just to let them know, hey, I'm Karma J, you know, this is what I do. If y'all want to work with me, this is how you can contact me and everything like that. So building my fan base is really, really amazing.
So I'm guessing that's why you moved to Atlanta, right?
That is exactly why I moved to Atlanta.
Well, let's do this. I want to take a quick break. Can you stay with us for a little bit more?
Definitely.
Cool. We have Karma J on the line, y'all. IMTN Worldwide Radio, very excited. We have a few more questions. We're going to go take a little bit of a break. We're going to come right back. This is Chris, IMTN Worldwide Radio.
Hello?
Chris, where are you at?
I'm in a bed of sleep. Why?
Chris, you're supposed to be at the studio. Flick is looking for you.
What time is it?
5 o'clock.
Oh, man.
Chris, you have to do better than this. Don't you know all this competition that's out here? It's all about the competition.
As you can see, I'm not at home being lazy and idle. Instead, I'm writing rhymes. You are hearing poetry styles, creating thoughts in your mind. Remind you of Bible, 10 commandments, 10 plagues, even Samson the Lala. Besides that, establishing myself in this game. Not concerned about the chips, whips, tricks, or the fame. But if it comes, so be it. You won't hear me complain. Just as long as you don't ever, ever forget my name. INTELLEGT, representing ATL and the Fountain City. I had the microphone in my hand for the 96. Now my calendar is full. On the regular hectic, you better believe I feel the need to prove myself. You got to beat me above nobody else. I place myself, but if it gets down to it, I will be the lighter and you can be the fluid. He's on fire. I'm in the game like EA. Won't be bowing down as if I was your sensei to anyone. That's the answer to the question. Will he be like everyone else? I won't keep you guessing. To be unique, that's the essence of my mission. That is why it's all about the competition. competition. 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 You know I know I got you wishing. Competition. It's all about the competition. Competition. It's all about the competition. Competition. It's all about the competition. Competition. You know I got you wishing. Gun in my hand, finger on the trigger. Looking you dead in the eye, courage getting bigger. Looking at you sweat, you thinking will he do it? Mirror, mirror on the wall, can I? Let me prove it. Whoa, let me step back, that sounded kind of violent. That's not the type I am. Some may call me silent, even quiet, but definitely not wired. Earth, this ain't the Wild Wild West, not if I was Captain Kirk. It's the remix, part two of competition. Microphone, my weapon of choice, please don't get it twisted. If you miss it, turn on the television. To end the 1079, get the ADC late edition. Forgotten my name, let me tell you how it's spelled. INTEWECT, hit me on my email. Yeah. ATL is where I dwell. Don't be forgetting that when it's time for record to sell. Competition, it's all about the competition. Competition, it's all about the competition. Competition, it's all about the competition. Competition, you know I got you wish.
And we are back. This is Chris, IMTN Worldwide Radio. It is May 25th. It is Friday. Is it Friday? I keep forgetting sometimes. We have Karma J on the line. We are having a great discussion in regards to her career and some of her skills and talents. She just actually had a fan call in. She actually just sung a cappella for us, which is cool because, again, nobody ever does that on my show when I ask them to most of the time. The chat room is open. blogtalkradio.com/IMTM Worldwide is the page. Of course, make sure you follow us on Instagram, IMTM Worldwide Radio. Let's bring Ms. Karma back online. Hey, Karma, how you doing?
I'm great.
Good, good. So we talked about a lot of stuff so far, but then you mentioned modeling and acting. So with that being said, what do you think is going to make you unique on the modeling side?
I have a different look. There's not that many people who look like me, and I also have a different style. So I think for myself, from basically what everyone else looks like on social media, I think that I could bring a lot of attention to myself.
Okay. So since you said, you know, not many people look like you, what specifically are we talking about there?
I'm Black and Korean, so I kind of look Blasian. So I don't look like, you know, your average, not that, you know, I'm just completely gorgeous. I just look a little different, you know. People are always
there
asking
you
me,
go.
Hey, what are you? So.
There you go. That's what I wanted to hear. Let me ask you about the acting side of things. Like, what are you specific in regards to? Are you going to be trying to go for TV? Are you trying to go for films? How do you feel yourself as a new actress out there?
So since I'm in Atlanta, of course, I'm in the best place to be right now for acting. And so I've just done a few, you know, little indie shows right now. I'm trying to break into more major roles for either TV shows or movies. Also, Netflix is a good platform to also get a show on. So really, I'm just trying to, you know, dab into anything that fits, that I can fit as a character. I can be a young high school person, or I could be a young adult. You know, it's just a lot of things that I can characterize myself as. So I'm really trying to break into whatever opportunities is presented to me.
Okay. And that leads me into my next question. Where do you want to be in the next 10 years or so?
10 years, I want to be very established and successful with all of my talents that I've been pursuing. I want to definitely, you know, have a lot of music out and music videos and, of course, movies, maybe a TV show. And, of course, modeling ties into all of that. So I want to be able to be on magazines. And basically I want people to know me, you know my story, know how I feel when I sing, and I also rap. So, you know, I want people to just follow this movement. I think that I can make a big difference in a lot of things. And as soon as I can get my music out there and star on a show or something, I think that a lot of people will see me for who I am and appreciate me.
Well, the appreciation is... Oh, go ahead.
Oh, go ahead.
The appreciation has already started, you know, because we had Nate from Atlanta call in already. But again, that goes into what I wanted to ask you next. Do you think it's important to try to do something you've never done before, and why?
I think it's very important to try to do something you've never done before because you never know how far you can go with it. You never know if that's actually your God-given talent. You know, you never know what can actually happen from it. So if you don't try, then nothing will happen for you, you know, and you'll always be stuck with the what if I had tried, or, you know, I wonder what could have happened if I did this. You know, you won't be stuck with that question. Just do it. If you fail, you know, try again. Or maybe it's just not for you, but at least you tried to find out.
And you said that perfectly. And the reason I asked that question was to get your answer in truth, because a lot of people won't do it. And then also on top of that, even if they did it a little bit, they don't want nobody to know that they did it. And that's the scary thing,
right,
is that if you're afraid to self-promote yourself and tell people that you have a talent, then what are you really doing anyway? You're wasting time, and it's the most frustrating thing to continue to see people never show who they actually are, and then they're at the same time getting mad that they're not doing anything, you know?
Yes, definitely. And that's why I'm pushing so hard right now, because I don't want it to come to a point where, you know, I'm older and I'd be like, man, I've always wanted to sing or, you know, be in movies, but I just never got to do it. And then maybe my kids will be like, well, why not? And I won't have an answer for them. You know, I'll just be like, I just didn't do it. I don't know. So, you know.
Yeah. And of course, my favorite saying, until you build a time machine, you can't get that time back, can you?
Right.
So again, I want to say thank you for one, being able to take the time to, you know, join us this morning. I know the mornings are not the easiest any day. Of course, you got the holiday weekend coming up and things of that nature. But I'm glad you were able to, you know, kind of, you know, tell people who you are, a little bit about you, so they can start getting an idea of this new person that they might not have heard of yet here in Atlanta. But they're going to. Let me ask you, do you have any final thoughts or things you would like to say, or definitely any shout-outs that you would like to give?
Shout-out to my family, of course. They keep me going and motivate me and definitely support me a lot in everything that I do. If you want to network with me, you know, work with me, book me, you can always follow me on my Instagram at Pretty Karma. It's spelled PRETTYYKARMA. Or you can follow my Twitter at Just As Karma and my Facebook at Karma J. You can contact me on there and we can work together.
And it's all about networking. It's all about being able to prove who you are, but you got to get in front of some of the people that matter, too, at the same time. So, again, I appreciate that. I can't wait to have you on next time when you have some of your music recorded, a new song that you just sung for us earlier. I can't wait to hear that live and in living color. I can't wait to, you know, get another chance to work with you. So, again, one more time, thank you for being available, and can't wait to have you on the show again.
Thank you. I appreciate it so much.
All right. You have a nice rest of the day and weekend, okay?
You as well. Bye-bye.
Had to give her a double applause. So that was Karma J, y'all. She's here in Atlanta. She's from St. Louis, Missouri. She's here as a songstress. She's also acting and modeling, which is the reason she came to Atlanta in the first place. But she's not afraid to let people know who she is. That's why she's out here. You know, again, there's times where you're put on the spot to prove who you are, and you have to be able to do that. So I applaud her for being able to pull that off, because it's not the easiest thing in the world, of course. So I was very pleased to have her on this morning. Just a FYI, and I neglected to mention this yesterday with my guest, Ms. Nye. We recently had a photo shoot together, and if you have been following the Instagram page for the radio show, IMTM Worldwide Radio on Instagram, or the company page, IMTM Worldwide, you have seen some of the pictures from her recent photo shoot. I've only been shooting 6 months, maybe less, give or take, and I've been doing pretty good. And between Karma and Nye and some other people I've shot in the last few months, a lot of people are starting to kind of, you know, take notice. But they definitely love their images, which is always my goal when I'm trying to shoot, to get a couple of pictures that they like, you know, whoever the client is. So definitely be paying attention for more images from her. Hopefully she uses one for her album cover. Hint, hint. Don't be a hater. but definitely, if you're someone out there who is needing images, make sure you hit me up. IMTN Worldwide is the page for that on Instagram, or the website, www.imtnworldwide.com. So both pictures and shoots from Nye and Karma J are on the page currently, so definitely check that out. So that's going to bring the show to an end. Just a reminder, be on the air probably next week again with another guest. Probably going to be doing some sports shows next week as well as we get closer and closer to the NBA draft. Of course, y'all know, if y'all listen to my show regular, I'm an Atlanta Hawks fan. We just had the draft lottery. We're drafting third, so we got that to look forward to. We'll see what happens. We got a new head coach, so we're excited about that here in Georgia. Probably going to have some Braves talk and, of course, Atlanta Falcons as we – you know, move into training camp soon. So that'll be pretty cool to get to talk about football again. Haven't done that in a while, right? And guess what? Super Bowl Atlanta 2019 is coming. So let's see, make sure I haven't forgotten anything. Thanks for all who were in the chat room, even though you didn't chat, but you were there. So shout out to y'all. And of course, thanks to Nate in Atlanta, who called in real brief to give a shout out to Karma. So I appreciate you. Of course, if you are looking to be on the show yourself, if you have a skill, talent, or business, be sure to go to the website, www.imtnworldwide.com, or the Instagram page, imtnworldwide. Find out how you might be able to be a guest on the show. And, of course, follow the show page itself, blogtalkradio.com/imtnworldwide, to be able to listen to all previous shows over the years. You definitely get a kick out of listening to, you know, a few of them on different topics. We have authors, we've had doctors, all kinds of different type of people. And, of course, people in the talent industry, which, like I mentioned before, that's how I got started with this show. Definitely you'll get to benefit from listening. So that being said, we're going to go ahead and roll out. Got a lot of stuff to do today. Hopefully y'all have fun. Stay safe. Definitely stay safe. You know how people get during the holiday weekend? People are stupid. Most of the time, right? Y'all take care. This is Chris, IMTN Worldwide. That was my call. This is Chris, IMTN Worldwide Radio. Peace. We'll be right back.